I'm about to spend the next 24 hours with a real-life mermaid. And she's gonna put me through mermaid boot camp. I'll have to complete a series of underwater tests. And my final challenge will be to convince a bunch of kids at the beach that I'm a real mermaid. We are on the way to meet a woman named Quinn, who is a real-life mermaid. What little girl hasn't watched The Little Mermaid and wanted to be a mermaid? Today, I'm gonna live this childhood dream because Quinn is going to show me the way of the water and the way of the mer people. And this is very exciting because there is a new live-action Little Mermaid coming out from Disney, and this is a big deal. It's been talked about for months and months since they announced the release, and there's so much discussion around it. We're gonna have a fantastic day. And I'm sure we will have quite the tale to tell. I just realized that my bag kind of looks like seaweed. That's very mermaidy. So many thingamabobs and whosits and whatsits galore. Sunscreen, earplugs, makeup bag, a jug of water. All right, time to meet the mermaid.
Hi.
Hi. Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you too.
This is my home. Wow, it's so mystical in here.
Hi, my name is Quintessence, and I'm a real-life mermaid. For me, what it means to be a mermaid is bringing everybody's imagination to life. I am a mythical creature brought to reality, and I'm here to make people happy and have a good time.
Whoa. Which one is your favorite tale?
It's not here right now. My favorite is my full beta tale from Mermaid Amethia. I identify as like a beta fish mermaid.
What is a beta fish mermaid?
The little beta fish that swim in the little bowls.
Mm. Yeah, that's me. Was it always something you felt drawn to as a little girl, or did it come later in your life?
No, actually, fairies were kind of my thing when I was growing up.
Fairies?
Yeah.
We also met a fairy.
Oh, did you?
Yeah.
I fell into the mermaid stuff. This is not something I anticipated at all, but here I am, and I love it.
This table is incredible. What has inspired you becoming a mermaid?
I've been a nanny for years. The element that involved kids that made me want to get into this. I enjoyed being in the water, but we were actually scouted by another mermaid company that was looking for new professional mermaids, and we had been posting on Instagram wearing our fabric tails and like playing around essentially in the mermaid community, and she was like, do you guys want to do this? Do you want to go all the way with it? Mm-hmm. I thought it was a joke at first. I was like, what's a professional mermaid? What do you mean? But when I saw the way you could connect with kids through this art form, it changed my entire perspective of everything.
So what is the difference between being a recreational mermaid and being a professional?
The money. We get paid to perform. We get paid to be visible in the public eye, be a personality, have underwater skill sets. I'm lifeguard, free dive, and scuba certified. We get all kinds of gig work. It's not easy by any means. Tales are beautiful, but they are painful, you know? Oftentimes we'll be being told how easy and ethereal our job is while we're in the pool with a Charlie horse and a toe cramp. We're smiling through the pain because that's what we're trained to do. Sometimes you're tired or, you know, you need to go to the bathroom and you just gotta kind of work through all of those things.
Right, because when you have the tail on, you probably can't use the bathroom.
No.
Do you ever pee your pants in a tail?
I never do. I pride my babies too much for that.
I need to make sure that I pee before I put the tail on.
Absolutely, 100%.
Yeah. To me, mermaids represent mysticism and magic. They represent ocean safety and conservation, a deity or mascot of the sea that can help people realize how important it is to protect our oceans, protect our earth, and thus doing so, protecting ourselves.
So I see you have some kind of altar here.
Yep, this is my altar. I am a spiritualist. I use this space for my crystals, for my sage, for my oracle cards, space for meditating.
Whoa, this crystal ball is so epic.
When I need to, I'll just like put on my meditation music and just sit and stare, and it is very cleansing. It clears my anxiety, focuses me, centers me in the now.
You know, if you were looking at this for a long, long time, it would be kind of trippy.
Yeah, absolutely.
How many stuffed animals do you have?
A bunch.
Hundreds. You just want to get up in there and like cuddle up in there.
Go on.
It's like a ball pit full of stuffed animals. Oh, this is so cool. I'm so cuddly.
You know, a little cuddle pile of love.
Cuddle pile of love.
I mean, I relate to kids way more than I relate to most adults. They are looking for the good in things. They have the ability to learn and adapt. They question everything. And that's like what I'm all about as a person. Working with kids is a huge part of what I do.
What is the reaction you typically get when you show up as a mermaid and the kids see you for the first time?
And then they run the other way.
When people see me as a mermaid, there are normally some pretty extreme reactions. You get everything to kids freaking out and running towards me, to them freaking out and running in the other direction. When they see me, they are so excited and they have a million questions. Professional mermaids basically make up their own mermaid lore for their mersona, making sure that I have all of my bases covered for when people see me and give me those reactions, because normally the questions start coming the moment they see me.
Have you seen any of those reaction videos of little girls seeing the new Ariel?
I have, yeah.
Can we see your face?
They're about to show it. Keep watching.
Oh, she's black! Oh, see, yes, 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 yes! She's like me!
Oh my God, my heart just explodes when I see those videos.
That's basically my daily life.
So what do we have plans for today?
Today, I'm gonna turn you into a mermaid. Yay! I have a tale for you. I'm gonna help you bling out your makeup. We're gonna do mine too.
Turn me, I'm ready.
Before we go out to the pool, the most important thing to remember is our Ben Nye Final Seal. That's gonna make everything waterproof and keep it on our face.
I feel like I just turned into a wax figure.
I love it!
We look so cute!
I'm so excited to get you in a tail.
I'm so excited.
I brought you to a secret pool where we're gonna do some mermaid boot camp. Are you ready?
Yeah!
Let's go!
I have a confession.
Yeah?
I'm not the best swimmer.
Ooh.
And I don't know how to open my eyes underwater.
But you're definitely gonna learn today.
Okay.
So we'll do that today.
All right, I'm open to learning. Just put me through the boot camp.
You got it. All right, first things first, we've gotta complete your transmermation.
Ah! Yeah! I have a tail!
Transmermation complete.
Wait, what about you?
Me? Let's go for a swim.
I gotta get ultra loopy.
Sticky and slimy.
Jesus!
How do you do this?
I go.
We did it!
Oh my gosh. It was nothing.
How do you do this, Quinn?
Ankle practice, you know?
You have to have such strong ankles for this.
Holy macaroni, my ankles feel like they're gonna break in this thing. My regular betta fish tail is 38 pounds, and that one has such a heavy flip that when I flip it, it will stand straight up.
I've been in the tail for like 5 minutes, and I don't know how I'm gonna stay in this thing.
I think you'll do better than you think.
Ow.
Ready to get wet?
Oh yes, please, get me in that pool.
Feels like a little bubbly.
Yep.
I promise I'm not farting in here. It's just a lot of air.
So your swimming motion is going to be like a body wave. Okay. You're going to want to put your hands out in front of you and just kind of roll through your hips to your knees to your ankles.
You show me first. I'll watch. Oh God, how am I going to do this? You make it look so easy. I don't know even if I can open my eyes underwater. Okay, I can do it.
I'm nervous.
You got this. I think I look really awkward doing the body roll.
I think you look good.
Really?
Yeah.
So graceful like you.
It's all about slowing down your base and relaxing into each movement. It doesn't have to happen all at once, you know what I mean? All right, we're gonna swim back on our back.
Okay. Oh, I don't know. I don't think I can do it.
Holy mackerel. It's so hard in the ankles.
So I'm gonna show you how to do a rotating flip.
Not see. All I saw was a big blur. I feel like I can't even swim in this thing. How am I supposed to do a flip? Maybe I'll do it in the shallow end. I don't know how to do it. I feel like a child.
I don't think I'm a good mermaid.
No. You got this.
You gotta believe in yourself.
Will you rescue me if I sink?
I will. Yeah. Mermaids are all about cheery and happy, positive attitude.
Okay, I'll try.
I can't do it.
Just feels so uncomfortable and unnatural in this tail.
My ankles are...
Ugh.
You did go from 0 to 100.
It's not weird that I'm having a hard time with this.
No, most people start with a fabric tail.
How do you do it?
I'm probably using a bit more core than you are. Oh. I don't feel it all just in my ankles.
Okay, this is easier if I go into the core.
Oh, yes.
I have a whole new level of respect. How many years has this taken you?
I have been mermaiding for 8 years now.
Wow.
I used to cry after every gig. For the
cry.
First one. Yeah.
It
yeah.
makes you feel better that I'm struggling.
Mermaiding is not easy at all.
No.
Before you were like, oh, it's like, well, it's not easy. It's hard.
I don't like to say that not everybody can be a mermaid. Everybody can be a mermaid,
uh-huh.
but there are different levels to what that means to one person.
No, not anybody can do this. I could never show up at a birthday party and be a mermaid in this state and be like, hi kids, I'm drowning.
You just do it and look beautiful doing it, and then you complain later when kids aren't watching.
I'm not good at holding my breath underwater, but I think that if we did breath work, it would help because I do
yeah.
a lot of breath work, and then that helps with the breath hold.
Slow your heart rate,
yeah.
slow your breathing. Focus you down. The faster your heart's beating and the more that you're thinking about it, the less you're able to hold your breath.
Okay.
Quinn had me take some deep breaths to relax my body and slow down my heart rate. And since we are talking about one of my favorite things, breath work, this is the perfect time to mention the sponsor of today's video, Open. Open is a breath work meditation and movement app that I use for my daily mindfulness practice. It has a huge library of guided breath work, meditation, yoga, fitness, and even sound healing. What I love about Open is that I can find whatever type of practice I'm looking for whatever length of time I have, whether it's 3 minutes or an hour. The classes are immersive and cinematic and really transport me into presence. So if you want to try Open for 30 days free and one free in-person class at their new studio in LA, use my link in the video description. Doing some gentle breath work really helped me relax my mind and body in the pool, and I finally started getting the hang of being a mermaid.
Getting the hang of it.
Feeling it now?
Yeah, I feel it. I feel this fluid flowiness with the tail now. Oh, I just feel more relaxed.
Humans are taught to kick the water. When you're a mermaid, you're swimming in between the streams.
Maybe I am a mermaid after all.
The final mermaid test, if you're up for the challenge, is the brick test. Every good lifeguard takes the brick test. I consider you a completely water-safe certified mermaid if you can go to the bottom of the pool, grab this brick, and swim it back to the other end of the pool.
Oh, goodness. I just started. I don't know if I'm gonna be able to do that.
Woo! That's heavy.
I can barely swim in the tail.
A human would be heavier.
Oh, goodness. In The Little Mermaid, Ariel saves Prince Eric. Have you ever saved a prince?
I've never saved a prince.
Maybe one day.
If you're a prince out there and you need rescuing, my cell phone number's available.
Maybe we can start in the shallow end just so I can try to like even just pick it up.
Yeah, sure.
Jesus Christ, it's so heavy.
We're gonna keep practicing in the shallow end.
I don't know if this is gonna be possible.
How long does it take mermaids normally to learn this?
This is one of the final parts of the lifeguard exam.
That makes me feel
this
better
is,
that I'm failing.
This is representative of you being able to save a life.
This is like my first day as a mermaid, so I don't know if I'm up for the challenge.
So we're gonna try this in the middle of the pool. If you can grab that brick and bring it to the edge of the pool,
10 points.
You got this, fish. Be brave.
Okay.
I didn't think I could do it.
She's trained, she's taught, she's ready to evolve.
Yeah! Oh. Now the question becomes, how do I get this thing off?
My hands are so pruny.
Yeah.
Is it like that after every gig?
For the most part, yeah.
I think after experiencing just a taste of mermaiding, I think it should be a high-paying job. For real.
I think the hardest lesson that mermaiding has taught me in my life is that you can truly be whatever you want to be. And you can still make a living out of it and still, you know, live your best life and make dreams come true.
Did you like the movie The Little Mermaid when you were growing up?
If I did. I really liked Little Mermaid too. I know all of Melanie's songs by heart.
So you connected more with Melanie than Ariel.
Yeah. Ariel kind of fell in love with a guy at a first glance and went all in. I don't know if that's my tea, you know what I mean?
Are you excited for the new Little Mermaid that's coming out?
I think it's amazing that they chose such a talented actress. Personally, I wish that we could have seen a unique story. With The Little Mermaid giving us a hand-me-down character, I would have liked to see them bring a little black mermaid out who wasn't Ariel, who was someone else to add to the lore. But I am excited that she got that role. I think she's going to represent the role beautifully, and I'm excited that we get to see more black mermaids on the screen for sure.
In the mermaid community, we were looking at a bunch of mermaids, and it was hard to find like women of color in this role. Do you experience that?
The mermaid community is majority non-black mermaids. But also, in general, the statistics on the number of black people who are full-grown adults that don't know how to swim or that have never experienced time in the water are exceedingly high. And I've never really enjoyed swimming until I got in a mermaid tail. Then suddenly, the motion came more naturally to me, the flow of it felt more surreal, and it became a more meditative experience for me.
What do you want the world to know about mermaids?
I want the world to know, A, that we're here and available for your parties.
Link in the video description if you want to hire Quinn for your birthday party.
The message is that anything is possible. Anything is possible. Do not limit yourself. Do what makes you happy and find a way to make it work for you.
So do you want to share a little bit more about what we're going to do tomorrow?
Yeah, so tomorrow I'm going to take you down to the beach. We're going to meet some kids and you're gonna get to experience what it's like to be a real life mermaid.
All right, we're putting the training into action.
Yep.
Do you think I'm ready?
We'll see.
So Quinn, why am I putting this tail on again?
I brought you to this beach so we can surprise some kids. It's one of my favorite things to do as a mermaid, just bring a little bit of magic back to their daily lives. They didn't realize they were gonna meet a mermaid when they came to the beach, but they're gonna see you and they're gonna remember you for the rest of their life.
That sounds so fun. If only I could become the mermaid.
Gotta believe.
Okay, I'm trying. I see a whole bunch of kids over there. As soon as I have this on, we're gonna get them over here. Definitely need more lube. What are you gonna do with this plastic bottle? We can't have a plastic bottle on the beach.
We're taking it with us, of course.
And recycling.
Recycling is mandatory.
Pirate to the rescue!
There it is.
Sorry, I promise I'm not trying to be
a little more.
There's victory!
There you go.
What's your...
I don't know.
Name me.
Mermaid. Starfish.
Starla?
Starla?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, Starla.
Starla Starfish.
Starla Starfish.
Okay, they're coming, they're coming. Oh my god, I'm so nervous.
Hi!
My name is Quintessence and this is Starla.
Starla, hi. Oh my gosh. Can I tell you a secret? This is my first time coming on land, so I'm a little nervous.
I've never seen a mermaid before.
I've never seen a human before.
This is a special
alive, yeah. Guys!
Wow!
Yeah! 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 Yeah!
How does your makeup stay on? Well, we do it in the sea, so it's waterproof.
Made of sea materials.
Yeah, jellyfish jelly, coral dust, all of those fun things.
How old are you guys?
How old do you think I am?
You look like 19.
What do you guys think?
20.
Oh my goldfish! I am actually 157.
You look good for your age.
Thank you! What kind of food do you eat?
Kelp salad.
You know Ariel?
Oh, I don't know Ariel personally. She lives mostly on land with her human boy. But I do see King Triton and Princess Athena when they come to our biannual summits to see our Queen Catalina.
How do your guys' hair stay dry?
We've been out here for a while in the sun. Before you came over, we were lounging here just drying a little bit. But we have to get back in the water soon.
Do you guys want to get a picture?
1, 2, 3, octopus and sea!
Protect our oceans, okay? It's up to you guys. You guys have a reason now, right?
Bye, guys.
Bye, guppies. I had a whale of a time today.
I'm gonna cry.
I really enjoyed that.
What can humans learn from mermaids?
Humans can learn to live cohesively with their environment from mermaids. Mermaids don't damage the sea with our existence. We don't pull from the ocean. It's a give and take relationship. We always make sure that we're putting back out just as much effort as the ocean is giving us. We respect the ocean as our mother, and I believe that humans could learn to do the same with their land.
Hey, how was that?
I was a little nervous at first, a little uncomfortable, because I want to be a good mermaid for the kids, and I didn't know what I was doing, but I feel like I got in the hang of it. And just seeing the reaction was so rewarding.
I think you totally nailed it. I could totally see your mersona coming to the light.
Thank you, thank you.
Starla Starfish is a name to remember, guys.
Starla Starfish, I will be signing autographs after this video. I'm wondering what you want to leave everyone with.
Do what you love and love what you do. You have one life, make the most of it. Don't let anybody tell you what is and isn't possible because we are creating our own reality every day.
Thank you so much, Quinn.
Of course, thank you for coming out here and doing this. Are you kidding me? This is crazy. Most people never do this.
We're so curious to hear what all of you think about this video, so please comment and let us know your thoughts. Ask us questions in the comments. Like this video if you enjoyed it. Thank you so much for watching, and the adventure continues.
Splash you later. Why waste your time working 9 to 5? We're so young, baby. We're flying through the sky.